7.2. The New England, Middle, and Southern Colonial Regions. The three colonial regions in America each had a different climate and geography. In addition, people settled these regions for different reasons. As a result, each region developed its own opportunities and ways of life. The New England region included the colonies of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. This region had rocky soil, plentiful forests, and easy access to the sea. Consequently, New England colonists built an economy that was based on small farms, lumbering, fishing, shipbuilding, and trade. Most New England colonists were Puritans. Puritans wanted to make the English, or Anglican, church simpler or more pure. Religion was very important in their daily lives. The middle colonies included New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. The rich soil in this region allowed farmers to raise a wide variety of crops and cattle. Farmers sold pork, beef, wheat, and rye, a type of grain, to people in other colonies. The strong economy of the middle colonies attracted people from European countries, such as Germany and Ireland, as well as from England. These people also came from different religious groups. As a result, the middle colonies had a diverse population. The southern colonies included Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. This region's climate and geography favored cash crops. Cash crops are grown in large quantities for sale to other people. In the southern colonies, crops like tobacco and rice were grown on large farms called plantations. Plantations required many workers. Large landowners who came to the southern colonies from England depended on indentured servants and African slaves to plant and harvest their crops.